This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Well, we just spoke to Craig Bozzo of yesloans.com.au. Thought we'd better get into the Docker camp, see where how they went with Brad Lloyd. G'day, Lloydie.
G'day, how are you going?
Clean sheet.
Hello, Brad.
Clean sheet.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's not probably the most exciting radio for you guys tonight with the WA clubs.
No, it's not. But at the same time, mate, I just want your opinion on the whole process, how things panned out, were there any genuine opportunities, what you're looking for, because, you know, you obviously got your own thoughts and ideas when you go into this period at this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, we were on record that we spoke to James Frawley and we targeted him as a free agent, but there was always going to be difficulties in getting him across with him being based in Melbourne and some opportunities from Melbourne clubs. So, yeah, we moved on from that one. But, yeah, look, there was no shortage of opportunities, but you've got to make sure you go into this process with a clear plan, and the players need to fit as players. But then also, once you get through that, there needs to be a match in regards to what you'd give up from a pick or player point of view and also what you'd pay financially. So it probably takes more restraint to do nothing than to... there's plenty of opportunities sort of coming across the desk, but the thing from our point of view, we've got pick 13 to get a good player, and you really need to give up that first pick. And pick 13, we haven't had a draft pick that high since 2009, and we really, to give that up, would need to be getting in an elite player that really fits. And we really want to hang on to that pick. We're excited about it and looking forward to the draft. So when James decided he wasn't coming in, which would be that free agent option, we decided just to keep an eye out, but also preserve our first couple of rounds of draft picks in particular.
Well, not that you want to pot anybody, but obviously our listeners SMS and ring Carl and I all the time and say, we need a tall forward, and Ryan Schoenmakers appeared to be on the table late. No interest there? Was it not financially viable for you, or you felt as though that it just wasn't the right fit?
Yeah, look, we were aware that he may be available, but we've drafted pretty heavily with tools in the last couple of years. We've put a fair bit into it with feels we need to get some tools in, but we have actually done that in the last couple of years with Michael Apnis and Matty Tabanar and Alex Pearce, Tanner Smith, these types, even Jack Hannah, Craig Moller as more ruck types. But we're aware of him, but we're pretty comfortable with where we sat from that point of view. So, I think he's an Adelaide boy, Ryan, but, he's decided to stick with Hawthorn. But, no, we didn't speak to him or sort of entertain that one.
Were you surprised at the number of changes, movement that there was? I mean, there was some quite significant moves when you consider that there were players even trying to get out of existing contracts to move as well, Lloydie, which in some cases was shut down pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, look, I was aware of, in leading in, players like Garlett and Lumumba, and then the Christensen bobbed up, and there was all types of players that needed to move for various reasons, Mitch Clark and looking for a new opportunity and that and so forth. But, I was some of the bombshells that kept breaking. People think you just hear those things through the radio and media coverage as well, because you're not around the other clubs apart from the first day, and then it's all via the phone and meetings and so forth every now and then. But some of those bombshells, they did surprise, but I'm tipping it made good radio. But it was a extraordinary last few days in particular.
What about your own list? Did your eyes roll or pop at any stage? Did somebody sort of sit across the table and say, "Yeah, listen, any chance we're going to have this?"
Yeah, look, we had a sort of series of meetings prior to the actual trade period. Then we went through it again on Monday, the Monday of the opening of the trade period. But players do get mentioned every now and then by clubs. But they're good players. Everyone wants on their list and so forth. But not so much the eyes rolls. The quality players do get a mention every now and then. But we're really happy with where our list's at. We think there's a fair bit of growth. That we've got a good, strong coaching group. So, we really want to keep everyone together and put faith in the current playing group and development and coaching staff. So, we've decided to hang on to all the players we've got and just keep building through the draft. Look, we feel those first couple of rounds of draft picks each year are important, and you know, we really don't want to relinquish them unless you know, it's a really, really good opportunity for us.
Lloydy, the pleasing part that I see out of all of this, and you could apply this to West Coast, and we've just spoken to Craig Vozzo as well, is that obviously there's reasonable stability amongst the player group for players not wanting to get out firstly and look for other opportunities or greener pastures or go home for personal reasons or whatever other excuse that they can come up with. And we've got two coaches that are still there, because in some cases we could say that players have had a fair part to play in some coaches not retaining their jobs just recently.
Yeah, look, as we see, look, it's becoming a really important part of the game, isn't it, in terms of stability. And yeah, through the trade period, yeah, some clubs did gain, but they also did lose players. So that's really, really pleasing part about the group, really solid group. And yeah, look, everyone wants to stick together, which is great. So that, yeah, that was pleasing from that point of view. So it was an interesting period for a lot of clubs, there's no doubt.
Just quickly, mate, the fact that you probably did sit on your hands a little bit this year, and I say that in the right way, is there an eye on next year? There seems to be a few clubs that seem to be sort of, you know, just holding back a little bit to make an all-out assault perhaps next year on some of the blokes who are due into free agency.
Yeah, look, it's a bit... We track free agency, and we track players that are out of contract, and you know, obviously even tracking players in contract that can fit. But we do that, and we worked as thoroughly this year as we have previously. It's probably the first year we haven't brought in another player from another club through this period or through free agency. But we'll continue to do that next year, no doubt. But you sort of got to judge each one on their merits. You might really like a player, think he really fits, and then they say we want your first pick, and we say, well, thanks but no thanks. So you've got to sort of judge each one as it comes. But we'll continue to track the free agents, we'll continue to track all this as we do. We've got a pro scout team that I work with that we focus on that, so yeah, there's no difference there. And it just depends on how your list goes as well, and how solid the group goes, and you know, how many spots you've got available. So we'll continue to do that. But in terms of all out assault, we'll just keep building through the draft and keep an eye out for opportunities. It's a really, you know, probably it's just a really slow build, but it's consistent with our planning. So no rash decisions along the way.
Looking at that first pick that you've got coming up, number 13, what do you need? What's going to be your focus, or do you just go for the best player that's available when it's your number?
Yeah, look, we've tried to, you know, grow some tools internally through the draft over the last couple of years, as I mentioned. But we also want to keep growing the midfield as well. So, and you know, people say, what do you need? We'd like a tall back, tall forward, and we'd like to top up our midfield. So, you know, that leads us to look through the, when our pick comes around at 13, I think we'll be just picking a player that can really play, and it's really going to help one of those spots. So look, it'd be best available at this point in time, we've got to work through that from a list management point of view and as a committee. But we're really excited about the draft group that we've got together and the list there, which is sort of part of the reason we really wanted to hang on to the picks. You know, you don't want to sort of come out of the last 2 weeks and think, what have we done? We've spent all our chips. So we're excited about the list of names we've got there, and but we want to top up in a number of areas, so we'll do that as best we can in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, good on you, Lordy. Appreciate your time, and Carl and I, no doubt, we'll talk to you in the lead up to that draft if we might.
Yep, thanks very much. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl.
Brad Lloyd there from the Fremantle Dockers.